The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Finally this morning, with festival festivities and sunshine streaming in through office windows, is it really any wonder that many of us are more likely to pull sickies during the summer? Louise Campbell of Robert Walters Recruitment has been looking at this issue for us. Matrix Recruitment, Louise, did a survey where they found that almost half of the Irish workforce takes at least one day off work each year for non-existent illness, while 35% take 3 days off annually. Now, I know it's raining in Dublin this morning, so I knew you were definitely going to show up.
I think our summer's over.
Worried about that. But when are people most likely to take a sickie?
I think there's a variety of times throughout the year. I know that the first Monday in February is National Sick Day. It's more people pull sickies in Ireland that day than any other day of the year. And I think that's probably as a result of maybe dry January, the fact that people get paid early in December and are going through a very tough month in January, and then they decide to go nuts and not show up on the Monday, the first Monday in February.
And some people just go for the first Monday in February.
They do.
Without doing the dry January.
Absolutely, they do.
The other thing is big events, sporting events, World Cup, Cheltenham, depending on what you're interested in.
There's a few red flags, and I think there's a few usual culprits when it comes to things like the World Cup or Wimbledon or Cheltenham or Longitude. Watch out, employers, on Monday, electric picnic, etc. I think that there are certain times throughout the year. I don't know in Ireland whether or not it's because of the hot weather. I don't think we get enough of it to be able to create a pattern around that.
There are, I've heard of this thing of duvet days and employers allowing a certain number of duvet days in a year.
Yeah, well, I think now employers are taking a much more flexible approach to working hours and to health and well-being in the office, which is becoming an increasingly more important concept. It's now, I suppose, not just a nice-to-have concept, but it's a necessity for growth and success. And they're offering packages to employees, apart from just the monetary side of things, that include things like yoga, gym memberships, employee assistance programs, duvet days. So, for example, you can wake up in the morning and decide, I don't want to come into work today. I'll just call in and let them know that. I mean,
You can do it once. And I presume that the idea is that that's good for somebody's mental health. But also,
correct,
if somebody, as an employer, if you're watching an employee who's maybe taking quite a few of these sickie days, should you be thinking, there might be something wrong here? This person
absolutely may have issues. I mean, I think that high levels of absenteeism are indicative, or quite often can be indicative, of a much bigger problem within the workplace. You know, typically engaged employees take far fewer days off than employees who are feeling demotivated or who would have, you know, more serious mental health issues, obviously.
There are some very overused excuses where we're not talking about someone having a serious problem, but they're just taking the mick, really.
Correct.
What are the most commonly?
Oh, look, I think the vomiting bug is the one that it's very hard to prove or disprove.
That was always my favourite, because you didn't have to fake a sore throat or a flu.
Well, that's it,
like that.
And it's a 24-hour thing, and then miraculously it just happens to get better.
And nobody wants to know the details.
No, but I think what's interesting is when everyone else in the office miraculously gets the same bug when it was made up in the first place. There's the flu, there's the sore throat, there's the granny. I think that people need to remember they only have two grannies, so when you're talking about your third dead granny, I think that you're raising a few eyebrows as well.
If somebody took a day off for what you thought was the third dead granny, as the boss or the employer, should you go there? Should you be saying to somebody, maybe a colleague, did he not take a few?
Absolutely. You do need to address it.
How far do you go with this?
You do need to address it, because I think what's really important is to apply the same kind of policies to every employee. You know, it becomes very unfair and you know, when Jim in one department is kind of given a wink wink, nudge nudge, going, I hear you had a great weekend in Cheltenham, don't worry about filling out a sick form, when Mary in another department is turning around and saying, you know, you're getting docked pay for that, and where is your sick cert? So it has to be uniform across the board.
As an employee, am I obliged to tell my employer a reason what's wrong with me? Do I, do do I have to give a reason as to why I...
It'll be in most people's contracts that when you are sick or unable to come into work, you need to call your boss and you need to give them a reason why. And I think one thing that's quite interesting is historically employers have struggled with finding reasonable evidence to prove that the sick day was real or fake. But I think with the rise of social media posting and tagging, we're seeing increasing numbers of cases where employees are getting caught out on their sick days when they're actually, you know, whooping it up
and the proof
somewhere
is
else.
There right in front
that's
of
it.
Them. Louise Campbell of Robert Walters Recruitment, thank you very
thank
much
you.
For joining us on the programme. That's all we have time for this week, and that's us for the summer too. We'll be back on air in September.